You know, obviously it's a business. It's unfortunate that people's jobs are at stake all the time. It's just the nature of the business, unfortunately. We didn't play well enough this year, and obviously, you know, that's all encompassing from coaches, players, everybody. We needed to be better, and we weren't. And you know, so right now everybody's really focused on what they can do in the offseason to become better, become a better player, a better teammate, and just obviously anxious to hear the news. I know it's a long process, but to find out who's going to be leading the troops. Obviously, I have the utmost respect and love for Trestman and Phil Emery. Those are the guys that stood on the table for me prior to the draft last year, and there weren't many people that did that around the league. So I'm just going to try to continue to be the best player I can be and continue to progress, and I'm going to play for those guys. I know that for sure. You know, down the road, those are the guys that brought me in here. So I love those guys. Unfortunately, they're not going to be here next year to be a part of this rebuilding process. But we're all really excited around here to get started. And, you know, like I said, you know, a bunch of times, it's really unfortunate what happened. But I thought that we handled it really well here today and had some closure, and now we're able to get into the off season and rest up. Well, I mean, you can't really be surprised, especially when you're 5-11. You know, with the abundance of talent that we have, it leaves you confused. You're kind of at a loss for words sometimes. But stuff like this happens in the NFL. So just to continue to, you know, love one another and keep playing for one another. You know, he was as he always is. You know, very thought out. Everything's very thought out. He's a smart guy. So he had a good message for us. And, you know, we appreciate him being able to get up there and talk to us. And, you know, he's a man about it, and we love him for that. We respect him for that. The right coach for Chicago is one that wants to instill an identity and demands a team that has an identity. And when we play opponents, they should say, we don't want to play those guys. There's a handful of teams in the NFL that are like that, and I feel like we have the nucleus to be able to do that. And we haven't done that, and that's something that we need to do.